is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Welcome into the War Room. Patriots all over the country are rising up right now. Not just in support of Trump, but in support of the American tradition and for the future of America. Ted Nugent is one of those. We have exclusive interviews with Ted Nugent. We're releasing bits and pieces here and there. Here's another exclusive clip from the breaking Ted Nugent, Alex Jones interview.
Right now is a full force attack from truth, logic, and common sense Americans.
We're seeing right now the biggest purge online of conservative sites, veteran sites, gun sites, shooting clubs, Christian sites. I've never seen such a purge.
Oh, I've been thrown off forever. But this year, I had this great tour, and all the promoters are coming up. Nugent's coming back out. Book Nugent. I won't mention any names now in hopes that the negotiations can continue and move forward on an honest level. But I have been thrown out by the biggest promoters in the world because I'm on the board of the NRA. And I promise you, if I was recently arrested for heroin distribution, they would have not thrown me off the
Exactly.
country. But because I'm on the board of the family grassroots organization of the National Rifle Association that stands for self-defense, I've been thrown off tens of millions of dollars in revenue because I believe in self-defense.
Exactly, and that's the sacrifice that, I mean, you go to the Rolling Stone articles attacking you and I this week. They'll get one or two comments. Your site has thousands per story, so does mine, and 50 times the traffic. That's what I'm saying. You're right. They have had a cardiac arrest. They're falling apart, but I don't want to underestimate their counteroffensive.
No, we don't. Doesn't mean that we get complacent by any stretch of the imagination. Right now is a full force attack from truth, logic, and common sense Americans to continue to crush the dishonesty and the political correctness. So I'm not compromised or controlled by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still making the greatest music of my life with the greatest band and the greatest crew and the greatest management, the greatest family.
You seem to be even more empowered in this fight now that they're trying to hold you down.
I think political correctness has backfired, and even though fake news and the orchestrated lies of the media, starting in the late 60s, quite honestly, some people fell for it. But then when they really tune in and pay attention, they see how dishonest it is. And my backing and my support is at an all-time high right now. Look at all the claims that I'm a child molester, a draft dodger, that I diss the Native Americans. It's all lies.
Oh, I know.
What nasty things, especially my relationship with the Native Americans. I have been invited to almost every Native American tribe to teach their children the Native lifestyle of clean and sober, hands-on conservation, self-sufficiency, hunting, fishing, outdoor conservation, shared sweat lodges with their spiritual leaders since the 60s. I have been given felonious eagle feather war bonnets by the elders of numerous tribes because I, in my song Great White Buffalo and in my promotion of conservation, especially bow hunting, they feel a kinship, a blood brotherhood there with me. So meanwhile, the Native Americans and I are spiritual blood brothers, so the Huffington Post claims that I called them unclean vermin. And then some people actually fell for it. So you can see that as I say these things, as nasty and horrific and dishonest as they are, you notice I'm still smiling because I can plow through the dishonesty and the bull and still connect with people who are in the asset column.
Coming to the InfoWar, Ted Nugent, The Music Made Me Do It, exclusively at InfoWars.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life.
Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What is the biggest story today? Is it multiple protests going down today? Democrat protest, Linda Sarsour protest, arrests happening? Is it the Vatican being blackmailed by a male escort talking about homosexual activity in the Vatican with the escort? Is it the Russian collusion, Russian meddling narrative that they continue to prop up that continues to fail? Is that the biggest story? Is it Facebook releasing robots, essentially a 21st century imperial probe droid, just to hang out with you, just to be your friend? I'm not sure. Maybe it's North Korea saying it might be willing to turn over its nuclear arsenal based on reports coming out of the most recent talks with South Korea for the first time in Kim Jong-un's reign as dictator. Or is it the massive censorship that conservatives are under right now? Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Leo Zagami joins me in the first hour here. 3:30 Central. Leanne McAdoo is in studio with me for the second hour, and then Roger Stone will be closing out with me in the third hour today on the War Room. So there's just a brief smattering of all the news. So you've got Dreamers protesting the DNC, calling the Democrats fake allies. You've got Linda Sarsour getting arrested at Paul Ryan's office with some of her care activists, and we'll play those video clips for you, but it's just madness. It's really just mental illness. And then you look at the news here and you see what this Russian collusion, Trump-Russia collusion, Russian delusion, Trump hysteria. You see where it all goes. Now look at this string of news stories that we have here. Roy Moore accuser running for Florida House as a Democrat. Okay, so what happens to Roy Moore? He gets slandered by the Democrats. He gets, what was it, Lisa Bloom or one of the big liberal attorneys to come out and get all of these women to say that he made passes at them when they were younger. Of course, they didn't have an issue with it until he decided to run for the special election. But now Deborah Gibson, one of those women who said that Roy Moore pursued her romantically as a teenager, is now going to be running in the 89th District of Florida as a Democrat. Currently held by a Republican. Imagine my shock. These people are sick. The Democrats are sick, twisted, disgusting people. And look at what they've done to General Flynn's life as this story is now making its way, making its rounds. Flynn selling his house to pay legal bills in Trump probe. This story ought to make you sick. Here's a man who honorably served this country, a patriot, and all because he doesn't want to go along with the destruction of America, the illegal spying, the deep state, and then wants to support Trump. He's the bad guy. He's targeted in some Russia probe, some nonsense. And then they indict him on something that has nothing to do with it. And so now he has to sell his humble abode in Alexandria outside Washington for, they're saying the asking price, $895,000. I mean, do you think this is a guy who just has money to blow? No, they've destroyed this man's life. They have attacked his family. And you need to understand something. They don't, it doesn't stop with General Mike Flynn. It doesn't stop with InfoWars. It doesn't stop with Alex Jones. It doesn't stop with Paul Joseph Watson. It never stops. There is no stop until everyone's life is ruined. That's where this ends. That's where this ends. So they're never going to stop until they either get put behind bars or everyone's life is ruined. And then you come to find out. Oh yeah. And by the way, Mueller is now saying that Kellyanne Conway is guilty of Hatch Act violations and is recommending appropriate discipline for President Trump. Do you see this? Look, they have been ignoring all of these laws. They have been allowing politicians to break the law, do whatever, the Clinton Foundation. And then they find a crooked toenail on people in the Trump campaign and they bring the full force of the law against them. And then you come to find out, this was in The Hill today from John Solomon. Australian diplomat whose tip prompted FBI's Russia probe has ties to the Clinton. Foreign Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer's role in securing a $25 million in aid from his country to help the Clinton Foundation fight AIDS is chronicled in a decade-old government memos archived on the Australian Foreign Ministry's website, and all of the documents are linked up there at The Hill. Then you come to find out, I'm reading this story, it's not just the Clinton Foundation. These people, they don't just have one laundry machine. They've got a whole deck of laundry machines. If this laundry machine over here is too full, well then just come on over here to the Clinton Health Access Initiative laundry machine. The money was initially allocated to the Clinton Foundation, but that laundry machine was full, so later was routed through an affiliate of the charity known as the Clinton Health Access Initiative. Australia was one of the four foreign governments to donate more than $25 million to the Clinton Foundation Health Access Initiative. So not even the Clinton Foundation, one of their satellite laundering machines. Ding! Ding, just roaming, just hovering around the Clinton Foundation. Just there it is, if we ever need it. Oh, but where is the investigation? Where is the probe? Where is the special counsel on Hillary's foreign donors? I mean, it's just on record. It's just $25 million from four different foreign entities. I'm sure Robert Mueller is going to be coming out on this. I'm sure that the Clinton Foundation is having a special counsel investigate this. Or maybe it will, because now you've got Trey Gowdy, you've got Matt Gaetz, you've got other Republicans in Congress saying there has to be a second special counsel. There is no doubt. It's unavoidable. We have to look into these Clinton crimes. But don't let that stop CNN. Now, CNN is not giving up on the fake news, folks. CNN is now traveling to Thailand to interview Anastasia, whatever, a self-described sex coach. Others refer to her as a prostitute. Now, I will tell you something. This story came across my desk like a couple weeks ago, and I was making fun of this. I was making fun of anybody that would fall for this. because this is such a joke, this is such a stretch, this is such a reach, and then leave it to CNN to actually send reporters to Thailand to talk to this woman, who's basically just an Instagram celebrity. So this is like now, this is like Stephen Colbert who goes to the Russian hotel that Trump allegedly had a golden shower in, and then Stephen Colbert's in the hotel room next to the bed. Ooh, this is where it all went down. This is where the golden shower's happening. He imagines himself as the prostitute on the bed. What are they going to do next? Is Anastasia Vashukevich, is this the new expert for the Trump-Russia collusion for CNN? A self-described sex coach who's I believe is in jail in Thailand. She's got some legal trouble, so leave it to CNN to fall for fake news every time. We'll be right back with more of The War Room.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Numbers are in again. TV versus Trump 2018. Lots of Russia. 91% negative coverage of President Trump. I mean, come on. Even if you're neutral and you were saying, all right, judge President Trump percentage wise, how much would you say he's done positive for the country? How much would you say he's done negative for the country? I mean, even someone that's neutral would have to admit Trump has at least gets a 70% positive. I mean, come on. Trump supporters would say 90 to 100% positive. But leave it to television to blur the lines of reality. Leave it to television to skew the lines of realism and to try to trick you and deceive you. And then they break it down. The Mueller-Russia investigations, the biggest story. It's the biggest story. And they don't even cover the right angle, which is, it's a witch hunt. There's nothing there. The indictments that have been produced by the Mueller investigation have nothing to do with Russian meddling. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You had Russia meddling on social media. I mean, this is breaking. Who cares? When all of a sudden, see, think about this. Why all of a sudden now, do people care about Russian meddling? Obama didn't care during his two presidential elections. You ever heard Bush complain? Why is it trouble now? And it's not just with Trump. They're saying that the Italian elections are being rigged by the Russians. We'll have more of that in the next segment with Leo Zagami. But Paul Joseph Watson has the story at Infowars.com. CNN's audience is literally dying. That's because their demographic is above the age of 59. And their ratings are already just totally tanking. I think they're down like 20% from where they were last year, which was already down from where they were the year before. So CNN is a pathetic joke, and that's why they have to erase InfoWars. But they admit that. They admit that. I mean, the head of News Corp comes out and says, we have to silence InfoWars so that, you know, we can last. By the way, Hillary Clinton tweets out, saw Black Panther with Bill this afternoon and loved it. Beautiful film, lots of action, and a great message. Don't miss it. How much you want to bet that just like everything else that comes out of Hillary Clinton's mouth, this is a lie? Because is Hillary Clinton all of a sudden a nationalist that wants a strong border and even a wall? Because that was the message in Black Panther. I think she's lying. I don't think she has seen it. Okay, but we've got protests going on today. You've got, now there's all of these news stories surfacing. Oh, the Democrats they're having big turnout in the primaries. Democrat voters are turning out. Democrats are gaining voters, and they show you numbers. And I mean, I guess you're supposed to believe them, but then you've got this video of Dreamers protesting at the DNC. Take a look at this. Do we have audio on this, guys?
I walked from New York City to Washington, D.C., 250 miles, and then I was
She walked 250 miles in her pajamas. I mean, what am I watching here?
Because of my community. Because
she's got a little cuddly bear.
My community has, because for the past 18 years that I have been in this country, I have seen my parents resist. I have seen their bodies grow tired.
Now, this is outside the DNC. This is the Dreamers protesting the DNC. This is just strange.
I am idealized.
Just pull the audio down for a second. Now remember, you already had Dreamers. You already had Dreamers protest Pelosi, protest Schumer. I mean, they're literally protesting at their houses. You can keep this rolling, guys. And then you have this event where the Dreamers show up in front of the DNC and are now shouting in front of the DNC, and they're saying the Democrats are traitors to the DNC. Here, go back to the audio here.
Life in this country has not been easy.
Oh, but I'm sure it's so much easier wherever you came from.
Things like a college education.
That's why you came here.
Or something that was so difficult to attain. I was also able to achieve that. My community has.
Oh, so you have more advantages then, because American citizens are trillions of dollars in debt right now in college loan. College loan. So I guess you're actually more privileged as a Dreamer than an American citizen. Good for you. But you're complaining about it. You're complaining about it.
I've helped in campaigns. I've heard countless times that if I helped them get elected, they would help my community.
Now look, I feel bad for this girl. Because she's a political pawn of the Democrat Party. See, the Democrats brought all of these people in here illegally and set them up for this scenario. The Democrats put you in this compromising position. And unfortunately, your parents went along with it and broke the law. And now you're out here protesting in the streets in your pajamas. Complaining about not being a citizen. Yet somehow getting college paid for you. All right, pull that down. Now let's go to Linda Sarsour and her CARE activists protesting Paul Ryan's office today. Linda Sarsour gets arrested. But listen to this. Again, this is mental illness. These people are insane.
We will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
That's a sports chant. I believe that we will win. They now think they're at a sporting event.
And are risking arrest.
Now they're singing. There's the cockroach, Linda Sarsour. Another PR stunt by her. Total PR stunt. That is a cockroach. Linda Sarsour is a cockroach. And now all the CARE activists. I believe this is just pathetic, man. So now all the CARE activists get duped by Linda Sarsour into going out there and getting arrested for her own publicity stunt, for her own self-interest. Pathetic. Pathetic. So there's two examples. First, the Democrats. Why not chant in Arabic? Yeah. First, the Democrats trick essentially the Dreamers into coming here, trick their parents into breaking the law and coming here, putting them in a compromising situation. Then Linda Sarsour puts her supporters in a compromising position to have them arrested, all for her own PR stunt. Folks, we don't do PR stunts. We don't trick our audience. We do contests. We pay out. We give you great products. We do great sales. We do great specials. We expand our broadcast here at InfoWars, and it's all possible with InfoWarsStore.com. Need to take advantage of some of these specials that are going to be running probably through the end of this week. I don't know if they're going to last any longer. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. True Whey Protein, 50% off. The apparel, some of the apparel at InfoWarsStore.com, 80% off. So buy 10 t-shirts at 80% off and give them away to your friends. And don't forget free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. So for big ticket items like water filters, air filters, emergency food supplies, you have big savings with free shipping right now store-wide. When we come back, it's Leo Zagami talking about the Italian elections and the blackmail going on right now at the Vatican.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the War Room. I am now joined by Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. And I wanted to talk about what's going on in Italy with the elections. And now, of course, they're saying they're being, you know, influenced by Russia again. Anytime there's an election, it's Russia influencing it. And then we'll also get into the blackmail right now going on at the Vatican by a male escort. But first, Leo, let's get into what they're now saying is Russian influence in Italy's last elections. Now, Samantha Power says, Italy joins long list of elections influenced by Russia. And then it talks about, again, social media activity. I mean, just a bunch of nonsense. It's social media, folks. And then the entire story is at elpais.com, how Russian networks work to boost the far right in Italy, of course. I mean, that's always how it goes. Russia is all about conserving these other countries. Russia is all about these other countries being strong and having borders and being nationalistic. I mean, it just makes sense for Russia to want that, right? But that's what they're claiming. But Leo, It's amazing how they complain of this Russian influence, Russia meddling and all this stuff, but they don't talk about actual legislation that was put across in Italy to actually try to scuttle grassroots, to try to scuttle the far right.
Well, there is a completely fake narrative here going on with newspapers like the Washington Post saying that the populist rise is threatening Europe and that basically Matteo Salvini with the center-right is about to lead this coalition. And of course, then they put in the Russian narrative. But not, let's not be fooled, because this is a complete scam. First of all, in the next few days, we're going to see an alliance by the Five Star Movement, which is basically piloted by George Soros, as I also said recently also on InfoWars.
Yeah, there's the guy that meddles in all the elections, but nobody cares about Soros meddling.
Well, it seems like now this figure of Steve Bannon is really playing a role in the disinformation campaign that is going on here in Europe regarding these elections, because they are completely rigged. And everybody in Italy in the real news is basically saying, especially amongst independent journalists, that we are about to face a coalition between the Five Star Movement and the Democratic Party, which is basically connected, as we know, to both George Soros and the Clinton Foundation. So the center-right coalition is probably going to be left on the side if they don't compromise. Another thing that the foreign media doesn't know is that the Northern League that has won this battle amongst the center-right coalition, the symbol of the Northern League is actually owned by Berlusconi since the year 2000, because the Northern League party has often risked bankruptcy and Berlusconi has always bailed them out. So it doesn't matter if he hasn't won the coalition, because he rules the coalition. In fact, yesterday Salvini went to his villa and later on said, well, I'm not going to break from this coalition, from this alliance with Berlusconi. Of course, he can't, because the symbol is owned by Berlusconi of his own party. So this is a complete scam. Then we have Paolo Gentiloni and the other members of the present government who are in the Democratic Party that are starting to break up from the imposition of Matteo Renzi, who is saying, I will resign when the new government comes in, and basically we have to stand at the opposition. Nobody in the Democratic Party wants to stand in the opposition, because they like too much being involved with power. And they are also paid by George Soros. There's a list of at least 20 people from Matteo Renzi's party that are paid by George Soros. And then we have the other left-wing members of various coalitions that seemed that some of them even seemed they were kicked out of the whole process because they lost the election. But suddenly, with this is incredible. With this election, we have seen anything possible. Yesterday, everybody was saying Laura Boldrini is out, Grasso is out, all these politicians are out. And today, by the proportional system, they are picked back and brought into parliament. So it's a complete scam. And all this propaganda in Europe about some kind of a populist uprise in Italy. Of course, the Italians are getting really angry, and they'll get even more angry now, because they see that their vote is not having any kind of consequences, and that possibly we will have another government with the same prime minister. Simply a change of maybe, of course, we have the Five Star Movement coming in, joining in. But they are of the same party, which is the George Soros party. So if Berlusconi doesn't play in the George Soros party with a great coalition like they want to push him to do this move, well, in that case, he will find himself at the opposition.
Well, and I've always understood Italians and Italian culture, you know, it's a very proud culture. You're very proud of your culture, your heritage and everything. And I would expect when you start reading stories like, oh yeah, we're being influenced by Russia, that the same reaction that people in America are having, it's like, that's just offensive. Don't tell me I'm influenced by Russia. I'm not a Russian bot, and that's what they're trying to do. But is the Italian media running with that same narrative? I mean, what are the big media networks in Italy saying? Are they saying, oh yes, if you were for the far right or for the populist opinion in the elections, you were influenced by a Russian bot?
So now when Italy has lost so much money in the last few years because of the EU war against Russia, that is incredible, the amount of money that we are losing, because, of course, there is a war, also commercial and economic war against Russia. So we had thousands of companies that had to move to other countries, but also we have Russians that don't invest anymore here in Italy. So there is a certain interest from Russia into Italy, but the Russians have always have a close relationship with Italy. And the ones who had the closest relationship were the Communist Party. They were actually paid by the Russians during the Soviet Union. There was a whole dossier, the Mitrokhin dossier, that brought up the names of certain people who are still there in the parliament. People like the ex-president Giorgio Napolitano, Romano Prodi, who has been also a big player in the EU from the Democratic Party. People connected to the old Soviet establishments exist in Italy. Of course, Matteo Salvini with the Northern League, through Marine Le Pen, has tried to get some kind of financing, because the Northern League is always bankrupt. So either you pay them in one way with Berlusconi paying their debts, or either they try to get Putin to pay their debts. Strangely enough, the Northern League never seems to keep their money in their pockets. But the populist rise now, it's really happening in Italy, because people are giving votes to people like the Northern League and Five Star Movement that in the eyes of the propaganda, in the eyes of the media, are the rebel parties, because they have constructed them as such. And so we are in front, of course, now of a very big compromise from the Five Star Movement to reach the possibility of controlling the parliament. And this compromise will eventually bring them to, in a few years, of course, not now, to be completely defeated. Because if they ally now with the Democrat Party, they show their true colors.
All right. We're going to have more about this. Just one quick question. We got about 30 seconds left here. Would you say that Italians express confidence in the results of the election, or do Italians feel that this was a rig job?
The Italians really start to feel in the last 24 hours this is a rig job, and they are starting to get really annoyed. I mean, people are really disappointed, Owen. It's like people who have given their vote wanted to see a change for this country. They hope that Donald J. Trump could maybe help them in some way, or that even Vladimir Putin could help them. But Italy is corrupt, and of course...
But that's why they demonize them. See, that's why they demonize Trump. That's why they demonize Putin. Nationalistic, populist men that are leading people.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. Cellforce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cellforce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Another segment with Leo Zagami. And before we move on to the blackmail going on right now in the Vatican, I wanted to ask you another question, Leo. Obviously, the most recent wave of Italian elections and the Soros meddling and the fake news meddling and everything that you got going on with that. One thing that we've seen here in America because of the fake news and because of the bitterness towards the result of the election is people that are just Americans that are blatantly anti-America. I mean, they'll say it. They'll burn American flags. They'll preach hatred against America. They'll say death to America. I wouldn't imagine that something like that would be going on in Italy, but I wanted to ask you, are you seeing people like they are in America going against their own country, against their own culture?
Well, we had a very sad episode in the last few hours in Florence. There was a group of black people from Senegal because of the killing of one black guy by this suicidal Italian that then ended up killing somebody, but he didn't actually suicide himself. There was a complete riot in the center of Florence. They destroyed everything. And then, pushed by the social centers, which are sponsored by George Soros and Antifa, they attacked the police. So this happened in the last few hours. I invite you to go and find the videos of it, which are really shocking, and you can find them all over YouTube now. Right in the center of Florence, we have a civil war going on with the black immigrants from Senegal, which Senegal is not even a country that has any problems. So these are economic migrants that are, of course, piloted by this Black Axe, which is this Nigerian mafia, which controls all the black people and the criminal activities of the migrants in Italy at the moment, and of course is controlled by the Illuminati.
So it seems more that if there is any anti-Italian sentiment, it's coming from people who migrated to the country recently and not people who've been there?
Oh, and the social centers are white people working for George Soros, pushing the migrants in
France. So you do have an element of Italians hating Italy.
Absolutely, and they are the Antifa people have occupied. I was actually in Rome the other day, going through the Casilina ghetto. Let's say, well, it's not even a ghetto; it's rather central. And at one point, I saw a big writing: "This is an Antifa territory."
I just don't get it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel the same way about my country. I mean, I have pride in America. I know people that are proud of America, and I feel like Italians are the same way. In fact, a lot of Italian Americans bring the Italian pride with them to America, and they still love their culture. It's just amazing to me that Soros and the left can trick people into hating their own culture, their own heritage.
And attacking the police forces. That's the most negative fact. They are attacking constantly police forces. Poor people who work for a living, who actually don't get even that much money. They have old gear to protect themselves, old ammunition. The Italian police really struggling with the economy side of things. And at the same time, they have to fight their own people that are sponsored by George Soros, just like it happens in the USA. There's no difference here in Italy. George Soros is the man behind all this, and he should be arrested.
I agree. Yeah, George Soros just needs to be locked up. I mean, you complain about Russian meddling and you're indicting people over Russia meddling. I mean, my goodness, George Soros should have been locked up 10 times.
There is no Russian meddling in the real sense of the term, because the only one who is paying here is George Soros, all the various politicians.
They give you the same nonsense. Oh, social media, bots, social media networks, Sputnik stories getting shared. Shut up! It's social media! Just because somebody shares a story from Sputnik doesn't mean it's a Russian agent, but that's what they're trying to tell people in Italy. I want to move on, though, to what's going on with the Vatican. Now, this story is crazy, okay? You've got
you know what it means translated in English? Eating a goat.
So you've got eating goat. Regardless, you've got this male escort, male prostitute.
Yes.
He has a very high-end client who claims to be a judge. So he's under this impression that he's been an escort for a judge. Well, then one day he happens to see him wearing priest garb. Looks into it, finds out he's actually a priest. Now, as he claims to be a practicing Catholic himself, he's worried that this priest has been stealing from the pot, the donations to the church, in order to pay for the lavish dinners, the lavish dates, the escort service. It's his, one of his top clients.
Well, actually, it gets more detailed, because Francesco Mangiacapra declared just recently that he was kind of when he saw the situation, he created a sort of personal investigation. And this personal investigation led him in investigating on over 50 priests. So not only on Don Euro, the one that you mentioned, but on 50 priests, filing 1,200 pages of allegations. And of course, with images, screenshots, and all kinds of other material that is proving is rather scandalous for the Vatican. But let's be very careful here, because this could be a maneuver, because at the same time he gave the dossier to the Bishop of Naples, there is another scandal which is being sidetracked involving always the Vatican in the nearby Caserta. And at the same time, he declared, Francesco Mangiacapra, that none of the people involved were pedophiles. So this was only a matter of sin for the church and not a criminal matter. So this is a very strange...
I know what you're saying, because there were the scandals that were already going on in the background of this, of the pedophiles and of other, you know, gay orgies and stuff going on in the Vatican.
Well, there is a big scandal in Caserta with Don Michele Barone. Now, Don Michele Barone is a true Don in the sense that he's also a mafiosi related to a very big crime family of the Camorra. And this guy here has enslaved numerous women with the excuse of exorcism. And he actually has been condemned and is in jail because of one of the exorcists was deemed so brutal that of course he was arrested. But then later on, when they went further into the investigation on Michele Barone and his diocese, they saw that there is a whole prostitution ring run by a priest who is also mafiosi.
But let me get back to Mangia Capra real quick, because I want to go down your line of thought with this. To me, I think that he's a bit naive here, and I think, to be honest, you have to be a bit naive to even find yourself in this situation.
I don't think he's naive. He's a lawyer, Owen. He
dropped out of law school to become an escort.
Well, apparently, he's a very brilliant guy, and he's working for somebody behind the scenes. He's definitely not a
lawyer. So let me get this straight. You think this could be a false flag to try to protect the Vatican?
Absolutely. He's declaring that behind him there is a lobby of ex-gay priests who are repenting, and he wants to find the right way so they can open up to this truth. So let's be very careful here, because this could be actually the way for the gay lobby to get a wide acceptance on the fact that, of course, this is not any. I mean, of course, Mangia Capra wants to kick out the people who took his services, but this whole thing could actually end up making more acceptable the whole homosexuality.
Well, I'll tell you what. The one thing that I'll say, and I'm sure that you've done more research into this than I have, but just from reading the stories, the one thing that I was going to say that lends credence to what you're saying is, and this is why I thought he was so naive. Why would you send this 1,200-page dossier to the Vatican? Why would you send it to the Catholic Church? You know what they're going to do with it. They're going to eat it.
Yeah, but it was the Bishop of Naples who sent it. So this is a political maneuver regarding the Bishop of Naples, who immediately said, none of my priests are involved, and whoom, sent this thing to the Vatican like a bomb, you know? So this is...
Well, what do you think then? Okay, so let's go down this road then. You've already had the idea of priests being allowed to marry floated out there in the Catholic Church. Now you're, so are you thinking this is kind of the Catholic Church, the window for them to just kind of go more liberal, like and go away from the Orthodox Catholic beliefs?
Yes, because Francesco Mangia Capra is actually now being kind of defended by people in certain positions in the Catholic Church, because he says he's a Catholic, he's defending the Church from the fact that priests should not have a double life, they should just simply have a normal sexual life if they're homosexual.
You know, it's interesting, I mean, and I guess... I mean, I don't know. I was raised Catholic. I don't really practice Catholicism anymore. It's the same thing with, like, should a priest be able to marry? Would that stop more pedophiles from getting in there? But then you realize there's a bigger thing going on with the Catholic Church and blackmail and then secret history and everything, and it's really all corrupt. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. Thank you so much for your time. Check him out on his website.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
I've got a clip here, and as it's pretty much, you know, inconsequential as far as the big picture is concerned, I want to address something that I'm seeing happening right now. The left, or liberals, we call snowflakes, right? They can't accept elections. They can't accept facts. They can't have a debate without breaking down and cursing, and we've seen their activity. Everything's triggering to them, so we call them snowflakes, but we have to be very careful not to become what we see in the left that makes them snowflakes. Now, this is a viral clip that everybody's talking about now, and it's Deion Sanders, one of the most famous, best football players of all time, coming up in the 90s in Atlanta. He even changed the NFL culture. You could say he even brought black culture, made it mainstream in the NFL. And it was cool. It was hip. People loved it. The Atlanta Falcons in the early 90s were one of the most popular teams. So now he's a big sports personality and he's on NFL Network and he's covering the combine. And an individual who happens to be white runs a very fast 40-yard dash. Now this clip goes viral because now you have conservatives complaining about what Deion Sanders says here. Let me just roll the clip and then break it down in the second half. So here's Deion Sanders, who's making a joke about a white guy having a great 40 time.
What I'm saying, Fitzpatrick and a guy like Derwin James, they don't need nobody to be successful. They're going to be successful no matter what situation you place them in.
Here's Troy Apke.
Oh, man, he can run.
Why are you surprised, Dan?
Well, you know why I'm surprised. I can't say it on TV, but he can run.
He was a track guy.
Right.
He was a track guy.
But you're saying it with an
edge. You don't tone. See that much.
You're saying it with a tone.
Let's call it what it is. I like that,
he
man.
He just ran 4.35.
Hey, man, let me go hug
at
him.
215 pounds.
I'm going to hug him. Hey, man, that was good, man. You can run.
Excuse me, 200 pounds.
I try.
So there you go. So there's the clip. Deion Sanders sees the white guy, you know, run an amazing 40, and he's like shocked. He's like, whoa. He's like, you don't see that very often. And of course, everybody knows, like, what, a fast white guy? And Deion Sanders is like, well, I can't say it on television. And let me just tell you, I've worked with Deion Sanders before. I don't know him that well, but I worked with him when the NFL Network would come to St. Louis. The guy's just a hoot, man. He's just fun. That's his personality. But here's my point. First of all, let's not do what the left does. Let's actually look at the facts, okay? If you go look at the fastest 40 times in NFL history or on any given year that the NFL has tryouts, it's always black guys. That's just a fact. Let's not be triggered over facts here, conservatives. So Deion Sanders just makes a joke of it. Again, he's not thinking racist thoughts. Nobody's thinking racist thoughts. That's what we have to be aware of. We don't want to go into the liberal mindset. We ain't looking at racism. Is racism everywhere? Did he say something racist? Is this racist? No, he's just pointing it out. He's just joking. He's just laughing about it. And they're all laughing about it. And then it all comes back to the political correctness. And he's like, well, I can't say it on television, but he's really fast for a white guy. To me, it's just funny. I just think it's hilarious. Now, I understand where conservatives are coming from saying, if that was a white commentator and he made some comment about a black guy, it'd be the end of the world. It'd be a main news story. And yes, you're right about that, but that's because that's what the left does. That's what the snowflakes do. That's what the liberals do. We cannot become that. That's not who we are. So let's just laugh at this because it's funny. Who cares? Let's not get triggered and let's not be snowflakes because somebody makes a joke that actually happens to have some factual reasoning to it. Yeah, look at the fastest times in the 40-yard dash in NFL history. It's all black guys. Here's a white guy who just knocked it out of the park. So Deion Sanders is like, hey, he's like, white boy. He's like, you can run. Cool. And he's laughing and they're all having a good time. So conservatives, calm down. Not everything is racist. Don't turn into a liberal snowflake. Just laugh at it. It's funny. It's sports.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Run. I think it's hilarious, Deion Sanders. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm now joined by Leanne McAdoo. She's in studio with me. And we've got all kinds of news that we still need to cover here. I noticed, though, Leanne, that one of the stories you brought with you to the desk here, let me find mine. Kit Daniels has the story at InfoWars.com. Facebook patents roaming reconnaissance robot. Data-obsessed tech giant develops real-life Imperial probe droid. I mean, when I first saw this story and the images of it, you know what I thought? This poor robot, he's going to be bullied. This robot is just going to be bullied anywhere it goes.
Well, this guy, I'm pretty sure they're setting it up so he can wander around the Facebook office making sure that nobody is committing a thought crime.
Oh.
While they're policing everyone that's using
They'll Facebook. Probably send us one, too. They'll just voluntarily send us one.
Imperial probe droid.
Hi, we saw that you are very popular on Facebook, Alex Jones. Here's your Facebook Imperial probe droid. Make sure that nobody commits any thought crimes around the office. And then it just beep, 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 floats around like beep, beep, beep.
I was wanting to get into this article. Just why? I mean, obviously they have some pretty talented people that are working there. And so people aren't, they're not just wanting to develop things that Facebook users can enjoy, but maybe they want to. Which, by the way, we talked about this yesterday. A lot of these Silicon Valley people are actually dropping a tiny hit of LSD every time they go to work.
Yeah, they call it microdosing.
Microdosing. So
it became
maybe
trendy like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they say it like boosts your brain power.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that the...
And this is what they come up with when they are... They watch...
Yeah, I don't know.
...films and figure out, how can we build an Imperial probe droid?
I just microdosed and watched Star Wars for 5 hours. I want to build an Imperial probe droid. So they think, though, I mean, it's like a totally another subject, but they do this, they call it microdosing, and they say it gives you, like, a brain, a boost or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't even think, like, are you even thinking about the long-term effects of this? Like, you're probably actually killing your brain. I mean...
Come on.
You know what? Maybe they'll just put an Imperial probe robot in their head to replace their brain.
Well, I'm excited to see if one of these things shows up at South by Southwest because I know.
Oh yeah.
So they had the roaming robot who was walking. It was just a big kind of rolling screen, and there was a woman talking to random people that would come up to it. And so I'm wondering if they're, because it's going to be marketed as a telepresence unit to allow video conferencing, but. You know, it doesn't, it looks like, I just don't understand. Like, it's just a tiny little camera versus what we saw South by.
It's got the camera, the microphone, you know, it can move around. It's got wheels.
It's going to go look at everyone's desk, make sure you're, you know, doing what you're supposed to be doing.
How annoying would that be, though?
It's going to have an app that tracks all the data. I mean, think about it. This is, use this in the Amazon factory where they were giving nudges to the employees' hands. Oh, the box is on this side. Go that way, to where they're not even having to think.
Oh, I'd accuse the robot of sexual assault if that happened to me. Look at that. No, you know what it looks like, actually? If you grew up, you played T-ball when you were a kid. It kind of looks like a T-ball. Like, I'd like to grab...
That's probably what you'd do with it.
I'd like to grab a bat and just, like, whack it, you know? It's on a tee.
Yeah. So...
That'd be crazy, though. Maybe it will be at South by Southwest. I mean, we're going to be at South by Southwest covering it. You'll be here, too.
I will be here. And who knows what we'll see. But I know that, I guess, the theme of that South by's put out is... All AI, everywhere, all the time.
Which is coming.
Yeah, and they're really trying
to... They are pushing it.
They're also pushing the idea that it's more advanced than it actually is. And that we have no choice and to not even attempt to...
I really want to make a crude joke here.
Okay.
It definitely looks like a probe droid. I'll just leave it at that.
I don't know what that means.
Well, we'll let your imagination roam.
But
you know... You can take a guess.
So Kit Daniels is positing here that could theoretically turn millions of smartphone users into Imperial probe droids, much like they were doing with the Pokemon Go, because this thing is linking up to all different apps. And I'm not really sure, is it traveling around people's offices?
You know, didn't that Pokemon Go app, I mean, remember, we reported how it was really just a CIA shell operation to basically... geo map everything.
Right. Go and places where they can't go.
Right. And so I was doing actually a little more research into this just a day ago because it popped up on some news program I was watching, Pokemon Go, and it was like the biggest craze. I mean, Pokemon Go was like the biggest thing for like 6 months and everybody was doing it. And the thing was, if you go to like weird, strange areas, like off the map or whatever, you can find the rare Pokemon. So that's how they get you to like wander out into the no-go zones. Oh, and then what do you know? Now all of a sudden they have it all mapped and they have it all geolocated and you just volunteered yourself to go do it for them. And I was thinking about this though. Usually like video games like this or Pokemon, there's like an end, right? I mean, there's like some sort of goal. Well, what was the actual goal of Pokemon Go? There wasn't one. And so that's why it died out because there wasn't a goal. You just realized, oh, I'm just walking around in this fake virtual reality world. And I just mapped out a geo global map for the CIA.
Exactly.
And you think that maybe this robot is kind of doing the same deal here?
Well, this is what Kit is saying, is that it's basically everything that you would expect a robot capable of reconnaissance would be. And so who's going to be using this type of thing? I mean, if this is around the office, obviously, you know, every single thing you're doing in your office is being recorded anyway. And wherever this telepresence unit goes. I mean, this is just one example of Silicon Valley's obsession with augmented reality and AI and where it's headed and how they can continue to develop these things that, not only are they going to be able to have a backdoor and track if this is their equipment that they're putting out into the world, into the corporate world, they'll have backdoor to that information, that data as well. But I mean, we've talked yesterday a little bit about how China and these other foreign countries that are building our technology, they're giving themselves a backdoor into the things that we're putting into our homes, cameras that are spying on us through our television sets and whatnot.
Well, and I'm just trying to figure what is the practical use of this. I mean, usually when you release a patent to the public, there has to be some sort of practicality. I mean, at least with your smartphone, I mean, there's obviously uses for that, even though it is essentially the original Imperial probe droid. But what's the practicality of having some robot, you know, just roaming around, recording, videotaping everything? Like I said, I mean, this looks like the type of thing that would get annoying. People would probably take out their frustration at work. Like instead of taking the copier or the printer to the back alley, you take the robot and then everybody shows up to work the next day like, has anyone seen the Facebook robot? And you're just like, nope.
I mean, based on Alex Jones's history, I could actually see him purchasing one of
just these. Just to do a segment. We do have Alexa roaming around. It. He would destroy it, actually. You probably just planted that idea in his head. But see, at least like there's all these videos now where you have the hamburger flipping robot. And so everybody's kind of talking about the hamburger flipping robot. I mean, again, at least there's a practical use for that. If you figure you can save money, I suppose there's a practical use for that. I just don't figure the practical use for having some spy robot roaming around the office or your house or whatever it is. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it really does show you what Facebook is thinking, doesn't it?
Right. Well, and also you mentioned with Pokemon Go and how they're kind of developing, getting in that geospatial area that they couldn't go. Google is now kind of under fire. They're helping the Pentagon build AI for their drones using the same sort of technology. And
that's what we need. Google and Amazon, you know, working with our government. It's really good.
Well, the employees there are saying, wait a minute, why are you using the software that we're developing and the things that we're developing to potentially kill people, to take people out? But then I dare say, hey, everyone in Silicon Valley, what are you using? I mean, what kind of world are you building? Because you never know when your company is going to decide, well, we're just going to go ahead and give all of your information over to the Department of Defense.
You remember when you used to see a cell phone ad and the cell phone ad was best reception, never drop a call, service everywhere. Now they introduce a smartphone and it's augmented reality, you know, virtual reality, strap it onto your helmet and it's got all this stuff and it's like, I just want a phone.
I'm going back to my flip phone. I actually found a flip phone on my mom's like old shelf. It's all covered in dust and I want that flip phone.
I had to go get this new phone. I walked in. I said, Guy, give me the phone that has any buttons left, because there's no buttons anymore. I said, Guy, I just want a phone with any buttons. He was like, the only one we got is like industrial strength. And I was like, give it to me. I want a button, you know? So the screen is always watching you. That's how they came up with the term Black Mirror.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Troyer, Leanne McAdoo with you. Massive specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. CNN is trying to destroy us. They are flagging our videos on YouTube and trying to bring us down because we are crushing them with our news coverage, with our information. So they're trying to have us banned off YouTube. So we've decided to launch the new special, Defeat CNN's Attempt to Crush InfoWars. And that is by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you turn on CNN and you have to face the blatant lies and misinformation that they give you and it angers you, well, there's a healthy way to deal with that. And that's by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of some of the specials that we have. Some of the most popular products we have on the website, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, are both 50% off. The Real Red Pill is 50% off. True Whey Protein is 50% off. And then some of our apparel is 80% off. So huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and then free shipping store-wide. So if you've been thinking about getting a water filter, an air filter, or maybe some emergency food, now is the time, because free shipping is store-wide, and that gives you big savings on some of those heavier items like the emergency food, like the air and water filters. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Help us stop CNN from crushing us and banning us and censoring us. And not just are you helping launch us to the next level, you're also getting a great product. So InfoWarsStore.com, it's a 360 win, and that is how we remain independent and on the air. Well, Leanne, you have been seeing the recent news cycle talking about Democrat voter turnout being up, and especially here in Texas, and they're analyzing some of the numbers. They actually believe that Democrat voter turnout for the primaries doubled, where Republican pretty much remained stagnant. Mm-hmm. You've got some other stories. Is this something that is concerning you right now?
Absolutely. And, you know, being in Florida, we are a state where your vote actually really does matter. And it's another state that's under threat, where their people are moving in specifically with this agenda to turn it blue, because it is such an important swing state. And we know with Texas, we have so many people from California and other places moving here because it's such a great place to do business and you can actually make a living here.
Yeah,
quality of life is great here. But then they want to move here and bring with them the same policies that made them flee California. I mean, get a grip, people. Actually, I want to preface this.
Yeah, what the? That's so true. What is that?
It's seriously, it's like they're just like, oh, we got to make it. You guys suck, but we can't wait to, you know, get to
California.
It's so great what you've done here.
California sucks so bad because of what we did to California. Let's go to Texas because it's great and do it there.
Right. So if you are listening to the War Room show right now and you have not, and you're in Texas and you have not gone out to vote, put the show on your telephone. Get in your car and drive yourself to the nearest polling booth and go vote. Like, you need to vote. We've always talked about how the local elections are so much more important than the presidential election. I think conservatives do a terrible job at getting that message out there. We know that the left is really good at organizing, really good at making those phone calls, being super annoying. Hey, did you go vote? Did you go vote? Did you go vote? I'll drive you. Pick up your neighbors, take your friends, and go vote if you're in Texas. It's so important. You have to do it in the local elections. Otherwise, you're going to see your little local cities turning into what we're seeing happening in Austin, where basically the entire board is Democrats now. And you know, you're seeing every single empty parking space in the downtown vicinity and beyond now is 24 hours a day. You got to pay to park there. That's what they did in California, where no one can afford to live there. So you're starting to see these progressive things being enacted.
Yeah, you can't even park downtown hardly anymore.
Right. They've taken away all the parking because they don't want anyone to drive.
That's what they, I remember when they did that in St. Louis.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, you're going to start to see some changes. And
they had to change it back, though, because there was so much backlash.
Right. Well, people did try to fight against it here. But again, there's no one listening to you because they're all Democrats.
But isn't
there one in there listening to you to make it? They're just like, no, you're too dumb.
Yeah, we've got non-citizens and people on welfare we need to take care of. Screw the veterans that need health care. But, I mean, to me, it just... It tells the whole story of not only how California gets destroyed, but then they move to Texas, they vote for the same policies that they want here. Mm-hmm. Then you see that George Soros is spending millions on local elections, DA elections. Drudge just picked that story up. We were covering that a while ago. I mean, I just don't understand what the mindset of somebody is that has to leave California saying, this is so bad, this is so miserable, I can't afford to live here.
There's no quality of life. Texas is great. It's affordable. I can open up a small business there. People will actually support it. They don't just flood the place with big corporate box
stores. But isn't that the Achilles heel, though, of conservatives, is that because we're independent, because we don't like shoving our views and our thoughts and our beliefs and imposing them on other people, we don't organize like the left. We don't make phone calls. We don't carpool. Where the left is not as independent. They're more of the basement dweller
type. Cult mentality, too.
Yeah, cult mentality. So that's like their strong point is they can organize and they can have these thrusts to the voting booth where Republicans are just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to mind my own business.
Don't get comfortable. That's it. They're just so comfortable that it's going to always stay red, a red state. And you can't do that. There are so many people, especially young people, like we saw, you know, with the Democrats or the left, they kind of turned away from the African-American vote. Now with even the illegals are kind of, you know, their new thing now is the young kids that are just turning 18. This is your first time to vote. They're really scooping up all these young kids that are going to be marching all across the country. So they are effectively slowly changing everything.
That's what they're doing with all these anti-gun marches, is they're getting all of these young voters to vote Democrat.
Yes. Yeah.
These people are so conniving.
Yeah, and that's what people need to understand is it was all about DACA, but whenever the vote was presented to them, here's the deal, go ahead and vote on it, and they didn't, that really angered their base.
And they're protesting.
Look, you said you were going to help us, and here was your chance. So they kind of shut that down quick and quickly moved on to these.
And now the Dreamers have protested Schumer's house, Pelosi's house, and the DNC.
Right. Yeah, so they're fleeing to their next victims, their next little identity group that they can latch onto and say, we're the ones, not the racist, sexist Republicans who just want guns and they will literally just want to murder you because they don't care about you. So come vote for vote Democrat. I mean, it's madness, which is all the more reason why you cannot be lazy this time around. You've got to get out and vote. Go pick up your neighbors. But on that, I just wanted to, there was an article, I guess Gizmodo was the first to print this, where they're now actually saying, hey, let's take a look at these voting machine manufacturers and these reported security gaps. Now, we've been reporting about this for years. We're conspiracy theorists. How dare we say that these voting machine manufacturers and who they might be tied to politically, you know, there's no way that they could get in and have any security gaps. But now prominent lawmakers is going in and asking them to explain whether their voting machines or other products come equipped with a remote access capability, meaning they've basically put a backdoor in these voting machines, which will allow their technicians to access the machines without being physically present. So if there's a problem, they can fix it And they don't even have to show up.
Well, and then most of these voting machines are actually violating the law, and they're not giving you a paper ballot. I know right here in Texas, the voting machines don't even follow the law, and then you bring it to the voting commissioner, and he literally hides in his office like a coward.
Right.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
So Leanne and I were talking about this effort by the Democrats right now, full-fledged effort, of course, to really, I think, get as many voters out for the 2018 midterm elections so that they can get as many seats blue in the Congress so that they can impeach President Trump. I mean, that's obviously their goal here, but we were discussing how it's kind of an Achilles heel or a shortcoming of conservatives and Republicans to organize and to get active, because it's just our mentality to be independent, to be sovereign, to be kind of lone wolves, if you will, to care more about your family and to not really espouse your political beliefs in public, to not really shove your thoughts down other people's throats, to not really impose what you want done politically on other people, where that's all the left is about. They're obsessed with imposing their beliefs on you. In fact, they want you to die until you accept their beliefs. Mm. But Leanne, what I wanted to get to here, because you were talking about the kids, and I didn't even realize this. We knew that they would use the kids as a weapon, and that's what they've been doing after the Florida shooting. But I didn't even think about the other angle to this, where they get all these kids to march, and they got a big march coming up, the March for Our Lives. I don't remember where it is. So they get all these kids to march. You know they're going to have voter registration booths set up all over these marches. They're going to be signing up all of these young kids to vote. And that's when it hit me. They're getting indoctrinated by their schools as we speak for the last couple years. Now what have they been told? Trump is Hitler. Conservatives are Nazis. They want to kill you with their guns. The NRA is the biggest evil in America. So now they're fired up. They think, oh, I can stop Hitler. Oh, I can stop the next mass murderer. Yes, I'll register to vote. I'll vote Democratic. They want to take the guns. They want to stop Hitler. It's all made up. It's all brainwashing. I think that is like their if there is an underlying plan to all of these marches, these anti-gun marches with these students, I think that you're onto something here. I think that they're looking for a wave of blue young voters to come in here as first-time voters and to try to change the shape of Congress here. But it's really sick. I mean, they're using children as political pawns.
Right, right. And these kids believe that they just came up with this on their own in their bedroom, not understanding that all the people who swooped in to help them organize are people who have had this agenda for 50-something years. They just so happen to be the one little identity group that they could latch onto, which no one could make fun of them or, you know, yell at them. These are teenagers and they're hurting and they're suffering. How dare you speak out against them?
Don't you know if you get shot at, you're immediately an expert on the Second Amendment?
One of the kids told, I think, Bill Maher that, you know, he was bragging about how he didn't accept a phone call from President Trump because he was like, well, I got to go and I've got funerals to go to. You know, I don't need to talk to the president. Meanwhile, they're on every single talk show in the country. You know what I mean? Like, it's just totally hypocritical, you know, bragging about hanging up on the president because I'm mourning, you know?
It's or like that clip.
Are you mourning?
That clip where Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg are on CNN and the CNN host goes, if you guys go back to school next week, are you guys going to be there? And they're like, of course. We have to be there. We have to be there to support our classmates. It's so important. We got to be there in support of our classmates. Oh, wait, unless I have a TV interview. Yeah. I have a TV interview,
unless,
because
Ellen
I'm more important.
So she can give me a check, you know. Right. It's just, it's a total joke, but that's absolutely what's going on, you know, with getting these kids. Because I'm already seeing these messages coming out like, hey, don't forget, you're 18. You can vote in this year's election.
You can stop Trump.
This is your first time to vote.
You can stop the guns.
Right. And that's it. They've been indoctrinated in schools. I forget who the girl, the guest was we had in studio yesterday. Ashley?
Ashton.
She was just interesting to me because here's a young woman that grew up in Berkeley, California, of all places.
Yeah, went to Berkeley.
Who went to Berkeley, and her parents were major, you know, progressive leftists. So here she is actually getting sort of the opposite of what most young people get. They usually have conservative parents who are indoctrinating them, and then they go to these liberal schools, and then the liberal schools teach them.
That would be my story.
And they're like, oh, everything I've learned is a lie.
That was my story.
Well, here with Ashton, she's getting just liberal pounding, and she's like, everything I've been told is a lie, and is like, you know, blacklisted from her family, basically.
Which you're not really seeing much of, and you wonder if that's the next wave to come.
I think it is, but
because that is really what happened. I mean, for my generation, they call us millennials. I mean, I can tell you, I was raised. I mean, you know, I was raised in a, you'd probably call it a conservative house, but it wasn't like, you know, big George Bush Republicans or anything like that. I mean, my parents were always independent. They didn't really get too much into politics. My family overall is probably more divided. But yes, I can tell you, I mean, I don't, it's like you don't even realize it at the time because you're young, you're impressionable, and you're just going to class. You don't assume that the school and the professors are trying to brainwash you. You don't assume that you're being indoctrinated into some set of beliefs like, you know, right. some sort of Nazi style, Soviet style indoctrination.
Right.
But then you come out on the other side. I mean, I'm telling you, like, it was the wildest thing. You come out on the other side of college and you hate God. You hate America. You hate white people. You hate like money and commerce. It's like everything. It's like you just hate. And so you just have this destroy earth, scorched earth mentality, which only leads to what you get in California, piles of feces on the streets.
Right. Feces maps. But it's interesting because while they're telling the students all these things to make them hate America, they're not giving them the truth about all of these other countries and why communism was so bad, which is why you can have these young people actually arguing with you to your face about how great socialism is. Eventually will be communism. And oh, you know, we'll try it again, even though it's failed every single time. They just didn't do it right. They weren't doing communism right. That's why it kept failing. But we'll get it right this time. I mean, so they're not even teaching them properly when they are indoctrinating them. I mean, it's just,
well,
so no wonder the world is in a state of madness right now.
So then they're told when they're young, go to college, get $100,000 of student loans and get into debt. So then they do that and then they get out of college and they're sitting here like, oh, I got screwed. Oh, I got screwed. Well, wait a second.
This capitalist system.
And it's like, well, wait, how did you get screwed? Did you get screwed because your university failed in educating you? Did you get screwed because your university failed? Or did you get screwed because you signed a piece of paper? So it's like they don't even get it. It's
no one educated you on debt and how that works. And, you know, maybe go to the first 2 years in a community college. That's what I did. You know, if that's, I had to put myself through college. That's what I could afford. And I'm okay with that. I graduated from UT. And I have no school debt.
You know
I paid
what
it
is,
all
though,
off.
Leanne? It's the same mentality. It's victim mentality. It's as soon as you identify yourself as a victim, nothing is your fault.
Right.
Nothing is your fault. It's always someone else's fault.
And you're entitled to everything because you're a victim. And that's what we're seeing right now. So many people in their own little identity groups, they have their own little victim class for whatever little group they're in. And then they have all the whole set of entitlements that come along with that victimhood.
And so, that's like the two main points of the Democrat Party. You're a victim, so we're going to give you an entitlement. I mean, that's all they offer.
You are an elite. You're here illegally, so you're entitled to
and so you're a victim because
monies.
Of that. You're a victim yeah. because you broke the law. So you're a victim. So let us give you some welfare. Right. Would you like to vote too in Chicago? You can vote now.
Yeah. No need to see ID.
No. But meanwhile, Russia, though, we're really concerned about Russia
right.
meddling. That we're going to have these hearings and we're going to have a huge probe. You know, Russian meddling. Ooh, the big story of the Russian bots. Oh, Jorge just crossed over the river. See, come vote. Vote twice. Yes, vote once in Texas, once in California. As long as you vote Democrat, no problemo.
Right. People are reporting seeing like stacks of paper on the Democratic side with Texas voting today, whereas on the other side, barely any Republicans are coming in and showing up. And, you know, I don't know how that goes in like the official vote count at the end. I don't know.
Well,
when
it won't
that
matter because
is,
these are just the primaries. These are more, you know, the party split here. It'll be more interesting to
but
see.
But that
what
determines
happens.
Where the money goes. It might help your
well,
candidate.
I guess we'll see. Well, this is breaking news right now. Gary Cohn is resigning from his role in Trump's White House. So another member of Trump's White House set to resign. Gary Cohn is to resign as Trump's top economic advisor.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, it's breaking now. Another Trump cabinet member advisor bites the dust. This time it's Gary Cohn. And so it's being reported now. It's on Drudge, linked to the story on the New York Times. Gary Cohn to resign as Trump's top economic advisor. So, I mean, the list, I can't even think of all. I mean, we showed the graphic last week of the list, but, of course, the most recent has to be Hope Hicks, now Gary Cohn. This is after they grilled Hope Hicks. I mean, talk about, you know, treating a woman with dignity and respect. They grill her for 9 hours and then twist her arm to say white lies. And then she's out. So now Gary Cohn has announced that he intends to resign as well. So we'll get more into that.
Free trade views clashed with Mr. Trump's threatened metal tariffs.
Yeah, well, who knows? I mean, you are reading from the New York Times, famous for fake news.
True.
So we got to be careful. But we'll have more of that on the other side with Roger Stone. In the meantime, we just got a breaking report from Alex Jones. Guys, are we good to go to this report? Here is a breaking report right now from Alex Jones.
We received a lot of fake news media attention and phone calls from the corporate press, the collaborator press, asking me for a statement on the creator of Pepe the Frog, filing a lawsuit against me yesterday. Well, first off, you have to look at this in context of CNN going after our sponsors and other leftist organized groups trying to target us as well with the fake EEOC complaints and with all the other things that are going on. This is a concerted effort to create the perspective and to create the consensus that InfoWars is public enemy number one and is being destroyed. That's hoped to trigger a avalanche or chain reaction or snowball effect to get other individuals to also file frivolous complaints and suits against us in the hope of destroying InfoWars as a test model of shutting down the free press here in the United States to then be tested against everybody else. In fact, in the midst of the big YouTube, Facebook, Twitter crackdowns on free speech we've seen the last 2 weeks that are the biggest in history by order of magnitude of probably 20, 30 times. I mean, it's the biggest assault ever, communist Chinese style. They make it all about InfoWars and then create false straw man arguments about what we've said and done so that they can try to set the precedent that's acceptable to end free speech in this country. Now, that said, that's the larger atmosphere that we're in. When you get down to the Pepe the Frog situation, we did not create the posters that are protected speech and that are transformative in that you could argue that there is an image of Pepe the Frog in the poster that takes up maybe 6-7% of the overall mass, the mass being 100%, the cover being 100%, maybe 6% is Pepe the Frog, with other public figures and other iconic images of the 2016 campaign. This is 100% protected by the courts, protected by the First Amendment, it's protected by fair use. It's the same precept that Andy Warhol used when he would take catalogs or Campbell's soup cans and transform them into Americana art. It's like saying I can't take a picture of a 57 Chevy or paint my own picture of a 57 Chevy and put it into a collage of art and then sell it. It's just a complete piece of fiction. Again, to be clear, we did not create this poster. We did not create this image. It's a third party who made it, and we are selling it. We weren't given cease and desist, any of that. We were simply sued so that false information about ourselves, our political beliefs, could be put into the suit and then be broadcast and transmitted over the media. And that's all that's happened. So, again, we did not create the poster, but the poster is an original work of art documenting different phenomena that took place back in 2016 election. And the fact that this is protected speech and is under attack in the courts when they know full well this is going to be thrown out of the courts is an attempt at intimidation to force us out of the public eye and to restrict us from engaging in our cherished First Amendment activities. So by its very definition, it is an organized group of people getting together and using the courts falsely to try to beat people over the head for political control. So it's up to the American people to realize what a serious threat this is. And again, understand, we did not create the poster. We were a third party selling the poster. But the poster itself on top of that is political art, is transformative. Pepe, even if you agree it's Pepe, is only a small part of the overall work of art and is completely and totally protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. So everybody's got to ask themselves, why is the so-called left so authoritarian? Why are they so anti-free speech? Why does NPR decry Latin American newspapers, you know, getting threats and being intimidated, just like I heard them doing a few days ago, which is totally reasonable, and act like they're these great guardians of free speech, but then as a mass, as a group, joining together to use the courts to try to intimidate and shut down free speech. So, again, that's my statement on Pepe the Frog. We did not create it. We were a third party that was selling it. Wasn't even a very good seller. That said, the individual has an absolute right to produce it as a work of art and use different images and icons from the public sphere And now I intend to then to try to, I guess, keep selling it or other variants of it and fight this in court, not just for my rights and my liberties, but for everyone's liberties, including my children, so they can grow up in a future where they're free of this type of intimidation and harassment. Again, I want to be clear. I want to look at all remedies. Not just to defend myself, but to defend others by offensively countersuing not just this individual, but other individuals and groups that continue to try to silence InfoWars. But our audience of hardcore activists and liberty lovers are fully awake and are pouring out massive support for us. And so this is truly the big fight of our age. This is the fight for the heart and soul of America.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So just another example of the ongoing assault on InfoWars, attacks on us, lawsuits, censorship. We just deal with it all the time. And we really don't make too big of a deal of it, as far as at least all the stuff that we endure. But just another example, Leanne. You know, they just have to shut us down.
Right.
Can't, you know, have voices out there that think for themselves, influence other people to think for themselves. Light brush fires of liberty. We got to stop that. I mean, we have to stop America, Leanne.
Right. Well, I mean, then you see just people that have nothing to lose, you know. They can go after people that got something they want. And then CNN with their dying audience, or even the left or the Democrats with their dying party, they are grasping and you know, grasping for that last gasp of breath, really.
Speaking of last gasp of breaths, Gary Cohn is going to be resigning as Trump's top economic advisor. This is breaking right now. Another resignation from Trump's cabinet, Trump's administration. And don't know everything that's behind this. We do have Roger Stone coming on with us in just a minute. I'm sure he'll break it down. A couple other stories that I want to get to. In fact, I want to pull up the exact tweet from CNN. Well, basically, here's the story. This is on CNN, and you may have already known that Omar Mateen went to other places the night he shot up the Pulse nightclub, but there's another angle now, and even CNN is reporting on it. This is directly from the CNN article headline, Pulse nightclub gunman Omar Mateen may have considered Disney properties for mass shooting. The Pulse nightclub may not have been Omar Mateen's first choice as a place to carry out a mass shooting, but other sites he drove to the same night, including Disney properties, appear to have had tighter security. Oh! Oh! You mean guns stop someone from mass murder? Oh! Oh, oh, oh. So CNN.
The gun-free zone was the easy target for Omar Mateen.
So will CNN now admit that the Second Amendment is the answer for protecting school children? It's the answer for the Oscars, Leanne. Did you see all the armed security at the Oscars?
I sure did.
If the Hollywood celebrities, if the Hollywood nitwits are so important that they have to have armed security, why can't we arm the schools? I mean, the stories on CNN, Omar Mateen was going to shoot up other places, but they just had tighter security.
He drove around to Disney properties thinking, you know what, maybe I'll do it here, but then...
Oh, there's a gun.
A little too much security there. Yep. And that's what Donald Trump said. If just one person had been inside of the Pulse nightclub, that mass shooting would not have happened. Sure, something...
Because he would have gone somewhere else.
Yeah, or someone would have taken him out before he was able to commit that mass murder.
Unbelievable. So CNN admits it. I mean, CNN admits it. The Second Amendment is the answer. So even CNN. But this shows you how... I think that they're doing this to try to say that this wasn't a radical Muslim that shot up a gay club. I think that's the angle they want to go with. And then they didn't even realize they killed themselves on the gun argument.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. boost your vitality, and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, one more segment here with Leanne McAdoo before Roger Stone joins us. And it was breaking yesterday that Kim Jong-un was planning on meeting with leaders of South Korea for the first time since he took power, a huge news story. But you were alluding to something that the liberal media made a huge fuss about just about a month ago, and suddenly are silent on it, though.
Right. I mean, after we were literally dead for so many things that Trump tweeted, we were also supposed to be literally dead after the president tweeted to Kim Jong-un saying, you know, Kim Jong-un made this remark about having the nuclear button right there, always ready to hit it. And Trump tweeted back, "Someone tell Kim Jong-un my button is bigger and it works better." And you know, when I saw that, I just laughed. I was like, wow, we are definitely living in a simulation because this is too crazy. But you saw just almost immediately after that, North Korea agreed to have talks with South Korea. Like you said, kind of unprecedented. First time since he took power. And now South Korea has said that North Korea is actually talking about being willing to halt its nuclear pursuit and even denuclearizing if it can guarantee that the regime would be protected and that they wouldn't try to take out the regime there. So I honestly think sometimes Trump sort of plays that clown to let Kim Jong-un know, hey, man, I'm crazy. You don't know what you're going to get with me. This isn't the era of strategic patience. I can be just as unpredictable as you.
I'm not a total cuck like Obama.
Right. Let's have strategic patience. He's not going to build. Oh, he does have nuclear capabilities now. Oh, well, we'll just let the next president worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, it's going to be Trump. Oh, mess that one up. So again, we don't know what's going through the mind of this madman, but these tweets seem to be.
Well, they effective. Are having an impact. I mean, you know, whether you like them or not,
they're literally killing the left. Again and again.
They are triggering the left every time with reckless abandon. But whether you can see, it's like this other story that I saw today. Homicides down 25%, shootings down 30% from violent 2016 and 2017 in Chicago. Now, I'm not saying that that's Trump's, that's because of Trump. I'm not saying that. However, I'm saying, well, there has to be something, right? I mean, there's something that's causing this. There's something that's causing this good news of homicides being down. Are people getting jobs again? Is it because the economy's better and they're not having this financial stress and so they're not shooting people? And so I kind of use that same approach to the North Korea deal. It's like, all right, well, Trump's had tough talk on North Korea. You're seeing North Korea now actually come to the table with South Korea. You're seeing Kim Jong-un meet with South Koreans for the first time. I don't know what impact Trump's tweets had on this or didn't have on this, but the amazing thing is the media will make a huge deal out of that Trump tweet about a button, right? And it's the biggest story. It's a tweet. And then when this happens and it's like breaking news, like, wow, Kim Jong-un is going to meet with the South Koreans for the first time ever. Now they won't even mention the tweet, though.
Right. Won't even mention the fact that Kim Jong-un is talking about potentially denuclearization and suspending his efforts to try to gain nuclear weapons altogether. I mean, this is huge news, but of course it'll be kind of another win that they try to spin this narrative that Trump's bombastic tweets are going to start a nuclear war, when really it's just letting Kim Jong-un know that, unlike Obama, he was wanting to just kind of look, oh, don't worry about him. He's just a little kid in the corner. You know, just ignore him. He's throwing a tantrum. Trump saying, look, you know what? You're the leader of a country and you're threatening nuclear war with our allies. And if not ourselves, we'll deal with you. So, yeah, maybe he doesn't have the greatest way of putting it across, but it kind of lets him know you just don't know what you're dealing with.
I have a feeling by the end of the week, by the end of Friday, CNN's going to have some weird twist to this story, because they were praising Kim Jong-un's sister, basically praising the communist dictatorship over there, the head of the propaganda and agitation department. That's what CNN is here in America. So, of course, they praise their own. But they're going to twist this some way before the end of the week. It'll be interesting to see. So Gary Cohn out. North Korea may denuclearize. Big news. Liam McAdoo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer here with you, now joined by my co-host Roger Stone, who's been doing his laps on the media. He was just with Meet the Press, where they were relentless on him. Of course, the big news that's breaking, Gary Cohn to resign as Trump's top economic advisor. I'm sure that Stone has some intel on that. Roger, you were just dealing with Meet the Press, and apparently it was a bloodbath. What went on there?
Well, this is MSNBC, so they continue to try to push this discredited narrative that Julian Assange is a Russian agent, WikiLeaks is a Russian asset, and that therefore any connection to them would constitute treason. Now, I never received any information from them, as you know, and I never had any advance notice of the content, source, or exact timing of their disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton. And we went round and round about that. Now, when I made that case, Owen, right now, even as we speak, Ari Melber is on saying Stone is moving the goalpost. Wait a minute. Do you mean I've never previously argued that Assange was not a Russian agent? I think I've only argued it 1,000 times right here at InfoWars. So I think that I left them sputtering, but I told them the stone cold truth that this entire argument, which was kind of a conflagration started by Sam Nunberg yesterday, is a distraction from the fact that the Democrats and their handmaidens in the mainstream media have got caught using a fabricated dossier as evidence for the legal rationale for illegal, unconstitutional surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. So they want to talk about WikiLeaks.
Well, they can't even move on from a failed narrative, and it really shows you how desperate they are. And before we get into Gary Cohn resigning, I mean, this Nunberg stuff, I mean, what is the deal with this? This is like some kind of crazy show. I can't tell if this guy's trolling the liberal media or is putting forth some act to try to go against Trump. I mean, what is your gauge right now on the whole Nunberg craziness?
It was kind of a cross between Howard Beale in Network and an Andy Kaufman routine. I mean, Sam Nunberg is a very colorful guy. He marches to his own drummer. He's certainly not speaking at my behest or at my direction. I wouldn't urge him to ignore a subpoena for documents from the special counsel. There's nothing to hide, certainly not in his correspondence during the campaign or since with me. I don't know anything about any Russian collusion by myself or anyone else. So it's very hard to know. I appreciate his loyalty to me, but he's not protecting me from anything because I don't need to be protected from anything, Owen. It was riveting, though. It's kind of like a car crash. Yeah, you have to watch. You can't look away because it was so entertaining.
Yeah, everyone's kind of gawking at this. And, of course, the dying liberal media of CNN and MSNBC is trying to pump this up and make this the big story. But I mean, why isn't that tactic? I'm curious what your thoughts on that tactic are, though, for other people to use that tactic where basically Mueller wants to subpoena you in this canard that is a Russian investigation, a Russian probe. What if everyone that they subpoenaed just basically gave him the middle finger and said, bug off?
Well, in this particular case, Nunberg was asked about Steve Bannon. He was asked about Corey Lewandowski. He was asked about Hope Hicks. He was asked about Paul Manafort. He was asked about Donald Trump. He was asked about Michael Cohen, why he chose to only address me. Perhaps I'm the only person on that list he likes. But he's a very talented writer and a researcher. It was unfortunate that he left the campaign early. But he was all over the map. At one point, he said the special counsel has something on Donald Trump related to Russia. Another interview, he said that he was certain they had nothing. It's, you know, he is his own man. He does not speak for me.
So it seems like he's just kind of a loose firecracker out there who's just, like you said, marching to the beat of his own drum or taking his own commands, whatever you want to have you. And so you have CNN and MSNBC see an opportunity here to get ratings and to get people to look at them. And then, of course, conflate the whole Russian collusion narrative that is totally fake. But what about future people that get subpoenaed by Mueller? Do you see this becoming a trend of what Nunberg did and just saying like, look, this whole thing is fake. I'm not going to waste my time with this.
Well, look, doing that is charges in jail. I wouldn't recommend it. There's nothing to hide, in my opinion, because there is no Russian collusion. And I would urge him to cooperate. There's nothing in his email that I think is significant to this investigation.
But here's the thing, though. You know you can cooperate with these people like Flynn did or like Manafort did, and they're going to find you for some crime that happened or some technicality or something you said that was wrong.
There's always that danger. That's why you need a good attorney for this, Owen. But at the same time, I still wouldn't urge Nunberg just to thwart a simple request for documents. Recognize he wasn't even asked to testify for the grand jury. He was only asked to supply certain emails pertaining to 20 people in the Trump campaign. I just don't think there's anything there that will be of real interest to the special prosecutor.
I do wonder if there's a sharp turn or a corner that's going to be turned here by Nunberg, if he's setting up the media for something different or bigger down the road and just kind of baiting them right now using a Trump technique, if you will. We'll get into Gary Cohn in the next segment. But I mean, just overall, I mean, the Mueller thing, doesn't this show how they really are just running out of steam? They're running out of ground. They're expanding it now to Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're literally expanding the Russian probe to different countries. I mean, it really shows how desperate and really to me, how this is nothing more than just an attempt to entrap anyone that they can get to testify.
You know, I have expressed a concern that they will ultimately come up with some process-related crime by the president, perjury, obstruction of justice in the matter of the Comey dismissal or the Flynn termination. But now that we have all these new stories about Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer, not to be confused with Gary Cohn, and payments to Stormy Daniels, the porn star who either did or did not have a relationship with Donald Trump. That appears to be the next big thing. Look for that on the front pages everywhere tomorrow.
It's really just sick, you know? It's just sick that they have to go through and do all this to try to destroy President Trump all because of his politics. That's all this is about. It's about destroying the American people's will to elect a man into office who's going to put America first, to elect a man into office who actually knows what he's doing, not just some flub like Obama, and who's actually enacting policies that are making America richer, bringing jobs back, ending the welfare state. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's sick. It's sick that we have people in the United States government that want to stop President Trump from making America great again because their politics make America worse. That is sick, man.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone with you. The breaking news breaking right now. Gary Cohn is out as Trump's top economic advisor. He announced he will be resigning. And of course, this just adds on to the list. In fact, guys, you might even have that graphic, ready that we had last week when Hope Hicks resigned. So it's just a list of all of the resignations from Trump's administration and his cabinet. Again, it was Hope Hicks last week, after she gets grilled for 9 hours, and then they twist her arm into saying white lies, and now she's out, and now today you've got Gary Cohn. So let me see here. Wait, let me just do some quick counting here. So that's now 18 members of Trump's administration have resigned. I mean, Roger, what do you know? What have you heard? What's going on with Gary Cohn resigning as the top economic advisor?
Well, Owen, this is a little ray of sunshine, if you ask me. I mean, Gary Cohn was always a very strange fit for the Trump White House. He's the former chairman of Goldman Sachs, a liberal Democrat who has no passion for tax cutting, an advocate for carbon emission credits, who was pushing very hard for the president to sign the Paris Climate Accords, which he valiantly decided not to do. It was Gary Cohn who told the New York Post that President Trump was coming to Paris to get smart and that his views on climate change were evolving. No, they weren't. I read several things here. One is, very clearly, Cohn has lost the struggle to become the next White House chief of staff. He was among the handful of aides who were constantly mentioned as a potential successor to General John Kelly after General Kelly got embroiled in the Rob Porter affair, where he appears to have approved Porter's ascension to the White House staff, despite the fact that there were very credible accusations of spousal abuse by Mr. Porter. The appointment of Gary Cohn, who probably didn't vote for Donald Trump, certainly doesn't share his anti-interventionist, non-globalist worldview, would have been an unmitigated disaster. So I think that that this is good news. Now, Mr. Cohn was also passed over for chairman of the Federal Reserve, what I guess he would have taken as a consolation prize. That appointment also now not happening. When you couple this with the departure that is now expected of General H.R. McMaster, a globalist with very clear ties to George Soros, who stepped in into the vacuum created by the termination of that great patriot, General Mike Flynn, you know, this is good news. Now, what we don't know is who will replace Cohn, although I would recommend Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation. Steve Moore and Larry Kudlow, the supply-side apostle from CNBC, were largely responsible for helping President Trump write his extraordinarily dynamic economic plan and for the deep tax cuts that have become the president's signature issue. Moore would be an exceptional replacement for Mr. Cohn and diametrically opposed in terms of his background. Moore is a Reaganite. Moore is a true conservative. Moore is a supply-sider who believes in the president's tax cut and inversion plan.
And of course, you mentioned CNBC there. It's worth mentioning just the diametrically opposed reporting that you get from MSNBC and CNBC. It's really shocking where CNBC just brings you the news, mostly economic market news with a neutral perspective, where MSNBC is just everything is a hate Trump angle. But getting back to the Cohn resignation, what do you think, or did this resignation have anything to do with the recent tariffs announced by President Trump?
Well, it could. I mean, very clearly, Donald Trump's advocacy of tariffs as a tactic to force real free trade. In other words, for those who say, "Oh, the president's starting a trade war," oh, and we've been in a trade war for the last 8 years, and we're losing.
Yeah, we're getting our ass kicked.
So now, for the first time, the president is going to turn around and use the exact same tactics that are being used against us, against our trade partners. They're slapping tariffs on our goods abroad. We are not. We're giving them unfettered access to our markets to the detriment of American workers and American exporters. I don't think the president wants to enact tariffs, but he will if it's the only way he can force some of these markets open. This is very much like the situation in North and South Korea, where the media has said, "Oh, Trump is irresponsible. Trump is courting World War III. Trump is a madman. Trump is a maniac." Guess what? Tough talk is what got the North and South Koreans to the table. Does anyone believe the North Koreans would be talking today if they did not fear a direct action by Donald Trump? So this is what President Richard Nixon and Dr. Henry Kissinger used to call the madman theory, which is they fear strength. They don't fear weakness. Contrast this with Barack Obama, who would draw a line in the sand and then step back and watch our adversaries step over it and do nothing.
And also think there's a sense of fear for the unpredictability that President Trump offers as well, that kind of has them stepping back a little bit as well, especially when you look at what Kim Jong-un has done, meeting with the South Koreans for the first time since he's become leader. And as far as those tariffs are concerned, I've seen arguments on both sides. I'm not going to act like I'm some expert on what's going to happen with these tariffs. I'm going to wait and see what comes to fruition. I'm going to wait and see what happens from these tariffs. And I have to say, you know, I trust Trump's instincts on going with this stuff. He's obviously a successful businessman. He understands international markets, and everything he's done so far, I'd say, has helped the economy. So we'll see if these tariffs do that as well. Roger Stone is with us for the remainder of the War Room here today. We're going to get into some more of the other news on the other side. He goes on Meets the Press, and he gets bullied. It's a bloodbath, but he still stands tall, and he comes with us on the War Room. We'll be right back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Thank you.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. Yes, it's the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone, and the ever-dapper Owen Schroyer. You know, you made a very good point there, Owen, that I want to go back to. When you go on MSNBC, as I did only moments ago, and particularly when you watch the panel after my interview, which was like a pack of rabid dogs, it's Kafkaesque. I mean, they're out of touch with reality. They have a bizarre world view in which it is indisputable that Julian Assange is a Russian agent. No, he isn't. That everything the deep state says, everything our intelligence agencies assert, should just be accepted at face value, despite the fact that it was the intelligence agencies who told us there was no program of metadata collection, that that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. How far back do you want to go? This notion that the intelligence agencies are infallible and that they invariably tell us the truth is part of their belief system. The idea that Donald Trump was deeply in bed with the Russians, nonsense. That Robert Mueller is on the verge of indicting, take your pick, Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, Roger Stone, nothing to any of that either. They're living in a parallel universe. It's really bizarre. Particularly had to laugh when Michelle Goldberg of the New York Times said that the Washington Post never claimed in an article that the Russians had sent documents to me for review and vetting, when Jennifer Rubin said exactly that. And I complained, and she still made no correction. Palpably false, but the link can still be found. So they live in a dream world. They're not in touch with reality. And now you have Ari Melber claiming that my assertion that Julian Assange is not a Russian agent and that WikiLeaks is not a Russian front is somehow new, that this is moving the goalposts. Stone must be saying this because he's worried about White House communications with WikiLeaks. No, I'm not. I've never discussed WikiLeaks with Donald Trump when he was a candidate or president, before, during, or after the election. I've made this argument right here, as you have, as Alex Jones has. There is no proof that WikiLeaks is a Russian asset. There's no proof that WikiLeaks is anything other than a journalistic news organization whose record for accuracy and for authenticity is unblemished. No one has ever accused them of publishing anything that wasn't real and accurate.
Well, and the amazing thing to me is the same media, and you could say the same government with the Mueller probe, those same entities that have been ignoring fake news, even promoting fake news, ignoring corruption in government, even going along with corruption in government, all of a sudden have some sort of fuss about it. All of a sudden have some sort of issue with meddling in the election when it's supposedly Russians that they still really don't have any proof of, but they got some social media activity, big to do about nothing. Soros is pouring millions and millions of dollars into local elections. So they don't actually care about election meddling. Mueller says Kellyanne Conway is guilty of violating the Hatch Act. They don't care about violating anything that makes you corrupt in government. They never have. They never cared about fake news. They've been espousing fake news ever since they started broadcasting on MSNBC and CNN. So you have to ask yourself, why do they care now? I mean, what is the big fuss about it now? Are they really that fake? Are they really that pathetic? Do they really hate Trump that much, Roger?
Well, that there's no other explanation. I mean, what about the Obama administration's expenditure of millions of our tax dollars to try to affect the Israeli election and defeat Bibi Netanyahu? What about the efforts by Bill Clinton to elect Boris Yeltsin in the Russian election as that country was emerging from behind the Iron Curtain and out of communism? Can we honestly claim with a straight face that the United States has not tried to affect elections abroad in other countries? Of course we have. The point, of course, about the Russian interference, which I conceded on MSNBC based on the indictments by Mueller, clearly did happen. At a minimum, it's muddled. At some point, they're anti-Trump, then they're pro-Trump, then they're anti-Hillary, then they're pro-Bernie Sanders, and most of their money is actually spent after the election. So there's no consistency. There's no effectiveness. I'm not sure what they were trying to achieve, but I do know this. They didn't really spend enough money to achieve anything, and their messaging was all over the place. Other than maybe sowing confusion, I'm not sure what they achieved.
Well, and think about it. That's what we're being told was the main goal here. And of course, that's their cover, because they were saying Russia wanted Trump. Russia went along with Trump. Trump went along with Russia. That's the collusion narrative that got destroyed by Mueller's indictments that showed how the Russian bots or Russian agents, whatever you want to have, that were operating on social media with, I mean, just, you know, barely anything at all. I mean, hardly any influence. They even say in the indictments it did not affect the results of the election. It had no impact on the election. So they say, as a way of covering for themselves and their own fake reporting, well, this was Russia just trying to sow discord in the United States. But wait a second. If that's what Russia was trying to do, then isn't it CNN and MSNBC and the Democrats that are promoting this whole Russian campaign to sow discord and then using that to sow discord themselves? I mean, if Russia's sowing discord in the United States is such an issue, then why is it that the media like MSNBC and CNN and the Democrats like Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters, why is it that they are using that Russian propaganda to sow discord to then sow discord into the country? They're sowing the discord they're claiming Russia is.
Well, we know that Christopher Steele, a foreign national, a British secret agent, works with Russians to create a false narrative, a false dossier on Donald Trump, which is then used as the basis for widespread government surveillance of the Republican candidate for president. This still blows my mind. It makes Watergate look like small potatoes. It's an abuse of power that is most egregious, and it lends itself to the most obvious question based on the FBI text messages that said Barack Obama, the president, wanted to be briefed. What did the president know, and when did he know it? They will do anything to distract from this emerging narrative. Listening to them attack Fox News tonight on MSNBC and the conspiracy theories of InfoWars, who they mention by name, as well as Fox News, when they're the ones with a crazy left-wing conspiracy theory. Their theory that the Russians aided Donald Trump is a canard. It's a fairy tale. It's a scandal without evidence. Yet they continue to recycle it again and again and again.
Which is resulting in sowing discord in the country, which they're claiming Russia is doing. It's really incredible. Another segment with Roger Stone on the other side, but I got to remind you about the big specials going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. If they do try to shut us down on all of our platforms, with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we will still be able to stand tall. That's why InfoWarsStore.com is so important. It allows us to operate independently without big money sponsors like big pharmaceutical companies, etc. And some of the specials that we have going on right now include Super Male and Super Female Vitality for 50% off. The Real Red Pill is 50% off. True Whey Protein, 50% off. Check out some of the apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, all kinds of stuff going on there. And then some of the apparel is 80% off. So you can get a couple t-shirts, you get 80% off, give a couple to your friends and family. And this is all part of the specials going on to save our right to free speech, to stop CNN from trying to shut us down. So if you turn into CNN and you get really frustrated that they're lying to you and lying about President Trump, well, there's not so much you can do, but you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can fund us and you can help us grow. And that is how we defeat CNN. That ticks off CNN more than anything else, is InfoWars being bigger than CNN. With your support, that's what we will have.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
What we've done and where we're going, and we're going to continue working hard for the American people.
Jim Acosta in the background there. Go ahead and pull Shep Smith down. There's Jim Acosta.
Sarah, I just want to point out this is the third day in a row you haven't taken questions from CNN.
Well, let's see. CNN lies about the White House all day, lies about President Trump all day, sows racial discord in this country, and is overall a fake news organization that praises communist propaganda queens. Yeah, Jim. Yeah, sorry, we don't want to hear from you and your fake news network. And you think you're all high and mighty, you're just entitled to a question every day? You're lucky to even be in there anymore, you rat.
I mean, Roger, what is with the arrogance of a nothing, a little man like Jim Acosta just feeling entitled to get a question all the time?
Well, tonight, Owen, I declined going on with Anderson Cooper. I declined going on with Aaron Burnett. And just minutes ago, I declined to go on with Jake Tapper. Their conduct and their acting like non-journalists makes those requests impossible. But it's kind of ironic because, as you know, I've been banned for life at CNN. So why are they inviting me to come on? There's a certain irony here. I did MSNBC because I wanted to make it very clear that Sam Nunberg, who's not a bad fellow, but that he speaks for himself and that he is not speaking on my behalf or at my behest and not speaking at my direction. Later tonight, I will join Sean Hannity on Fox, who was beat up almost as badly as I was today on MSNBC as a conspiracy theorist, because Sean Hannity has courageously exposed the corruption of the Obama administration and their real role in the 2016 election, in which they were trying to wire the election for Hillary Clinton, and they were putting their insurance policy in place just in case Donald Trump won, so they could inflate this phony Russian corruption meme. You're absolutely right, Owen. The level of arrogance, the level of entitlement, the self-importance of the folks at that news network is just astounding to see.
Well, good for you, Roger, to be able to crack what a lot of conservatives are on the blacklist of Fox News. So glad to see that you'll be on there. I do want to go to another clip from MSNBC here real quick. Now, Roger, we know that the Russian collusion investigation is all fake. It's all made up. There's nothing there. But Democrats, a lot of Democrats realize it too. Listen to what Democrat Jim Himes says on MSNBC yesterday about the Russian investigation.
Go ahead, Rob.
Congressman, one thing I don't get is if Russia is such a serious issue, why aren't Democrats running more on it ahead of the midterm elections?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, there's a piece of this that we're not talking enough about. It's not just the money that's not spent. It's not the work to make sort of a national project to protect our elections. It's we're not making it clear to the Russians that they can't do this again. We're the most powerful country in the world. They're not. We carry a big stick.
Now listen to this. This is the key part right here.
Here's the thing. My good friend Sherry Bustos, who represents a very tough district in Illinois, we have sort of a running joke going in the mornings, which is, you know, she's got a district very different than mine. I represent Fairfield County, Connecticut. She's in the heartland. She's in a district that we need to figure out how to win again. Every Monday morning when I see Sherry, we come up and there's a little bit of laughter. And she says, you know what? My constituents still aren't asking me about Russia. And the point there is that if the Democratic Party doesn't get...
So here he's like joking about it, like, yeah, no one cares about Russia. Everybody knows Russia. Fake. I joke with my fellow Democrats how there's nothing there, but yet it still goes on. MSNBC still pushes the fake news. CNN still pushes the fake news. The average liberal out there believes that Russia is colluding with Trump. I mean, Roger, this is madness. I mean, we are really dealing with mental illness here, the likes of which I don't know has ever been seen before on planet Earth.
Well, I think Dr. Jerry Corsi, the Washington bureau chief for InfoWars, put it best the other day when he said they don't have anything else. I mean, sadly, Congressman Himes represents the district in which I was born, a district in which I once aspired to run for Congress. Thank goodness I got over that idea. There you had a stark admission that they have no plan for the country. They have no plan to revitalize the economy. They have no plan to address the trade imbalance. They have no plan to deal with the broken immigration system. They have no plan to rebuild our national defense. They have no plan. They're running on one thing. The Russians colluded with Donald Trump. Let's remove him, which is why I think it is foolhardy for Republicans, some Republicans, to flee from this president. We are running on job creation and prosperity. We are running on making America great, and we are running on solving the trade problem, solving the immigration problem, rebuilding America's strength, and rebuilding respect for this country abroad. I do worry that the president sometimes has been cowed by some of his more neocon and globalist-oriented advisors. It disappoints me that we are still in Afghanistan, still in Syria. But with those exceptions, plus this talk about gun control last week, which appears to have abated, but beyond that, 2 million new jobs. How do you argue with that? We have a positive vision to run on. The Democrats have no vision to run on other than we hate Donald Trump. I think that is, in the end, a loser. But I still believe that in September, the special counsel will release some report with accusations against Donald Trump, trumped up accusations, pardon the expression. And the Democrats will seek to run on that absent a platform based on the issues facing the country. I don't think that will work. I think the American people will see through it.
It really is amazing how they're putting all their eggs in that basket that has so many holes in it. It's in fact, they don't even have a basket. We do have a couple breaking news stories here. Jeff Sessions is going to be speaking in Sacramento tomorrow. People are expecting him to make a big announcement of sanctuary city jurisdiction. Sessions still has a pulse. He still has a pulse, Roger. He's missing the big picture, but he does still have a pulse. You did have another train collision. This time a train collided with a tanker that was carrying, I think it was hydraulic acid. They're saying that they believe the tanker was trying to cross the tracks before the train got there. Another train accident. So just weirdness there. But in the remaining minutes that we have here, Roger, I'm not sure if you saw this story, but Deborah Gibson, who is one of the ladies that said Roy Moore was basically, you know, trying to date her as a teenager, part of that whole Democrat hit job to keep Roy Moore out of office. Well, now she's running for the Florida House as a Democrat in the 89th district. What do you make of that? What do you make of a Roy Moore accuser, obviously, you know, Democrat probably funded accuser to keep Roy Moore out of office, now running as a Democrat for the 89th district in Florida?
Well, look, it's a great thing about America. It's a free country and anyone can run. I would think that that candidate's going to face a lot of questions regarding her accusations against Judge Moore. On the other hand, in all honesty, all of this is pretty much yesterday's news. Florida is one of the most prosperous states in the country. A Republican legislator and a Republican governor have kept taxes low, have kept
low taxes out there.
Minimum, and it's why we have a boom economy like you have there in Texas. So I don't think there's any danger of the Democrats winning the House here. Going back to Attorney General Sessions, I had one member of Congress today tell me that based on his assumptions and his meetings, that Sessions is literally a doddering fool. And then going out to dinner with Rod Rosenstein was rubbing the president's face in it. All of these issues, whether it is selling guns to ISIS by Obama, whether it is the use of the phony dossier as the underlying rationale for the surveillance on Donald Trump, whether it is the overall efforts to kneecap alternative media, it all comes back to the Justice Department. There's no question that the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust should be on Google and YouTube like a cheap suit. Given their efforts to censor what we do here at InfoWars and dozens of other freedom-oriented conservatives and Trump supporters, it all goes back once again to your attorney general.
This is after they say on the Hill, oh, yeah, we consider ourselves a public forum. And then, I mean, give me a break. They're censoring conservatives left and right. One more story, Roger. I don't know if Trump is even thinking much about this, but they're saying that elephant trophy imports are going to be on a case-by-case basis. I know that this will probably fire up conservatives, but President Trump did say he was going to go with Obama's ban on the practice. I just feel like a win for Trump would be banning this. Just real quick, your thoughts.
I'm not a hunter, so I really can't speak to it. Owen, I know the president's sons are hunters, and they have been criticized for it. I'm going to take a pass here. I don't know enough about the issue to give you an informed position.
Fair enough, Roger. Roger will be back on the War Room tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality.
Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.